All right, it's time for some trash now. We're talking about the Great American Trailer Park musical we just saw at the San Jose Stage Company. Trailer trash, mullets, strippers, F-bombs, dancing, magic sniffing, cowboy
It was a
chasing his
lot,
stripper ex-girlfriend across the road.
it was a lot of guilty fun. I mean, it reminds me of watching an episode of Married with Children. It's
Yeah,
a
that's right.
lot
It's a little
of
bit Married with
fun,
Children.
guilty fun.
They bring out all the stereotypes of for sure on the trailer, park kind of crowd, and they're based out of this place called Stark with an E, Florida,
When I was
not
watching
Stark
it,
Silver Creek.
I was wondering whether it was Stark as in, our last names, or Stark with, as you mentioned, with an E.
Well, what I really like about this, if you go see this, look at the program, they talk about the original playwrights, David Nels and Betsy Kelso, and they met actually at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Did you know that? You probably didn't see it,
No.
see? And I think they were slightly inspired by the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and you get elements of that in this production.
Interesting. So it's two people actually. It was a collaboration of two.
Well, yeah, although they say it's based on the book by Betsy Kelso, so maybe she wrote it, but there were certainly two of them involved, I believe. But what I like about it is they don't make fun of this trailer park lifestyle to the extent that it becomes hurtful or anything, other than it's a playful and say, hey, we respect this is the way these people kind of live.
I
I don't know if
think
I'm
it's
saying
also,
that correctly,
well,
but it says
no,
it in there.
I think it's also tongue in cheek.
Well, that's what I mean,
It's not meant to be exactly, but it's, I mean, what's funny about it, I think, is that, and most of us, I guess, don't like to think of ourselves as trailer trash, but I
Yeah, maybe
think,
we are. I mean, I don't. I drink beer.
It's funny because it's all the real things. I mean, we can relate to, I mean, you probably could relate to when the stripper was on
What?
the pole. No,
Well, then how would
it's
I
a
be able to
guy.
relate to the stripper being on a pole just because I'm a guy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I can relate to that
Okay.
scene.
Or the
Yeah.
Costco, the references to
Well,
Costco
that was funny. That
and
was
coming back.
unexpected, but.
Yeah, coming back with, I mean, how many of us have come back from Costco with
With
like a
like a.
36 roll pack of toilet paper
Or
that's been,
cheese spray
or cheese
would be more
spray?
appropriate for this play. Yeah, although I think the cultural reference to Britney Spears was the only one that really didn't work. It was a little tired. I think
Yeah.
they should take that out and change it. It's kind of tired, that one. But that's a minor example of something that didn't click when everything else went right in this.
Yes, they were able to take classic cliches and really bring a fresh perspective to it. And the songs were hilarious. I mean, the
Oh, God, yeah,
songs
that's good.
were like punchline after punchline.
Right, and one of my favorites is Roadkill. Where
Yes.
Duke, okay, let's. Duke
Yeah,
was driving through there and trying to chase his ex-stripper girlfriend across the state.
Yes.
Robert Brewer,
Yeah.
funny. The way he did that roadkill number when he was driving in his
Yeah, and that
Pontiac.
was actually, I thought, his moment to shine, because throughout the
Yes, it
rest of the
was.
play, you had some really dominant, female characters. You had the three that began at the beginning. You would know their names. I know Lynn, Pickles, and what
Pickles,
was?
the one. Now she's the one who always thought she's pregnant, right?
Yes,
Hysterical
hysterical
pregnancy.
pregnancy, and then
Betty.
Betty. Yes, they were the ones that really told the story, took on different roles, and they even did some tongue-in-cheek elements where they broke down the fourth wall and actually.
When did they break down the fourth wall?
When they were saying, when
Oh, when they're.
Pickles was saying, "Oh, this
Yeah.
whole having all these jobs is really tiring," and Betty said, "We're just doing it to tell the story so all these others would
Oh,
know,"
you're
right?
right. They
Yeah,
opened the
yeah.
play like that, as a matter of fact. You must have taken a
Exactly.
wrong turn. How'd you end up here, kind of
Yes,
thing, yeah.
exactly. So you had those, and then you had the stripper who was, what's her name again? It's, I
You really should
forgot.
just leave that open to the
Yeah,
cast.
well, Pippi, played by Allison, who's, a stripper, and then you had, what's her name? Norbert. Norbert, who
Norbert
was
was
especially strong.
great. He was this kind of befuddled kind of character drinking Budweiser's. He worked at a toll booth collecting dollar bills
Yeah.
while the stripper worked collected dollar bills in a different way.
Yeah.
And they
You know
became.
what? He reminded me, like, I thought Joe Sixpack. You know how Sarah Palin always referred to Joe Sixpack? Norbert was like the epitome of the Joe Sixpack. No?
This is what Palin's talking about?
Yeah,
Joe Sixpack?
in the last elections and stuff, they're talking about Joe, the character, the Joe
Yeah, or a
Sixpack.
little bit like how about Al Bundy, if you're doing the Married with
Yeah,
Children thing, Al
exactly,
Bundy kind of thing.
exactly.
And he makes himself be this, he's a massive innocent, All the fact that he ended up with a stripper, and he was cheating on his wife, it's not his fault. It's all these things conspired around him to create the situation that he was just in the middle of.
You know what's actually, now that you brought this up, both in, and you know, we talked a little about Bolero's too in our last Stop Kiss, but you had a character there, Manuelo, who was also a womanizer, who, much less innocent. Here you have a befuddled guy who's into it. And what I hate to say is all these plays and musicals. They do a really good job of making these characters, these men who cheat, seem likable. Like Norbert was, you know, you didn't think, oh crap, this person, you know, cheated on his wife or whatever. He was actually likable. He was like a big teddy bear.
Yeah, and he's got that deep voice, you know, and he says those funny things. And there's a scene at the end of Act One, dance number called, let's see, your Storms a Brewin', where, you know, kind of the clouds, the thunder, the lightning, and they're all dancing. And he does like these almost Saturday Night Fever inspired dance moves, which were almost bringing the house down. I mean, they were so funny. The timing, the way he was moving.
It was good. Well, it was funny because it was the women were doing those moves too, but somehow on the frame of Norbert, they were just hilarious. And it reminded me of, like, you know, white man can't dance kind of thing.
So anyways, is there anything else you want to add on that? I think it was excellent, highly recommended for a really good time. It's not for kids. You're not going to bring your kids. Yes, there's a few F-bombs, which are great, actually.
Do not bring your kids to this one, but otherwise...
the meaning of rendezvous, the French meaning of rendezvous, remember that? We can't say it.
Yes, here, you will learn the French...
It's kind of like boffing from, you wouldn't know, from... Risky Business.
Oh, okay.
So the French version of boffing.
You know what was interesting in this whole play, and we talked about it earlier on, which is this guilty pleasure. It's when the lights went on, I sort of was sort of embarrassed to be at this thing because I was laughing at these jokes and stuff that were somewhat, some of them were inappropriate, but oh, so funny.
Risky,
But when the lights went down, it was dark, and I was sort of an anonymous audience in the crowd. It was just a deliciously funny.
I think everyone felt the same way because, musical. You know, when the lights were down, it was dark, you hear hysterical laughing throughout the whole crowd. And then the lights go on, and it's like, oh, yes, good, very good show. So that's The Great American Trailer Park Musical, now playing at San Jose Stage. It's Clint and Lonnie from Stark Silver Creek.
Yes, and if you have a moment, definitely check this one out. It will have you in hysterics.